What do you love about music?
To begin with, everything.
Putting on a great show is the most important thing you can do. One great rock show can change the world.
Welcome to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Kott. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. This week on Sound Opinions, we celebrate the holiday season with our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan.
It's the 20th anniversary of Andy's legendary Christmas mixtapes, and he's here to play you a bunch of songs about Christmas, the likes of which you've never heard. You're listening to Sound Opinions, and now it's time for our Christmas Spectacular.
That time of year again, 20 years of Andy Surzan Christmas mixtapes, 10 years on this show as of today. Andy, it's unbelievable that we've had this experience with you. I don't think Christmas would be the same without Andy Surzan, who by day is a vice president at Jam Productions, the biggest independent concert promoter in the United States. But by night and on weekends and in all his spare time, he puts together this amazing mixtape every year that has been enlightening and bringing joy and weirdness to the Christmas season unlike any we've ever heard before. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be back. And it's just to give the listeners an example of how nostalgic we all are, we just figured this 10th anniversary thing out about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Hey, has this been, how many years have we been doing this?
Well, the more we advertise to the FCC that we've been playing this kind of twisted holiday music for 10 years, I'd be probably the more thin ice we're on, Andy. But, you know,
if they start to ban Christmas music, I don't know what I'll,
that's
I'll
right.
move to Canada. No,
because as strange as it is Christmas music. You are a legendary bin diver in terms of seeking this stuff out. What you've done for your 20th anniversary this year is gone back to some of your early mixtapes, which literally were on cassette tape, right?
Yeah, that's right. I was, you know, trying to figure out what to do to commemorate 20 years of making this thing. And all of a sudden, I started thinking, well, you know, so I got out all my old mixes and I was all looking. And I said, like, these cassettes. Does anybody I know still have a cassette deck? And then I that coupled with the fact that over the years people have mentioned, oh, I would really like to get that mix from, I have it on cassette, but I can't even listen to it. And I didn't want to just bump all those up to CD. And I thought, okay, 20th is supposed to be special. I'm going to go back to the first 12 mixes, which were all on cassette, and make a mega mix off of those and put that out there. And, of course, we'll be putting it out there in the digital world via the download this year too.
Right. So some of the really great stuff
that
even Greg and I might have forgotten about.
Well, some of them, you know, would have made the early shows. And over the years, we pulled a few of them out. But generally speaking, and all these came from the cassettes. And that was the unifying force between them.
So Andy's 20th anniversary mixtape is going to be available at christmas.soundopinions.org through January 2nd. Andy, why don't you set us up? What are you going to be playing next for us?
Okay, well, this this first set starts off with an introduction. I always try to put one at the beginning of the tape to sort of set the mood. I look for some kind of Christmas ephemera, some kind of transitional device to sort of, so you just don't go straight into the music. And this year it's Santa Claus, kind of a creepy Santa, I might add, sort of going on and on about what he does the night before Christmas, how he comes to your house, how he's in your house. He almost sounds like he's going to burglarize your house or something. But and then that sets up the Immaculate Instrumental Trio, the Three Sons, Kings of the Ping Pong Music Era, doing Jingle Bells, and we're off to the races. And this first set is actually the in sequence, the beginning of this year's CD. And without further ado, it's Santa's Night Before Christmas.
Yes, children, it's coming to that time. It's coming to that night before Christmas when I come to your house. Well, what does Santa see when he comes to your house? You've heard about the story about the night before Christmas. Well, now Santa's going to tell you what he sees when he comes to your house, when he's in your house, and when he leaves your house. Santa's Night Before Christmas. Oh!
Ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Got the same old sleigh and good old reindeer power. Got no speed zones, we'll make the 0 hour. Everything looking so white, housetops coming in sight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Been a year since we've been down this way. So on Christmas Eve we overload the sleigh. But everything will be alright. No ICC in flight. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. It's down to the chimney where the soot's as black as coal. Where I'll fill the stockings with as much as they can hold. The kids are sleeping so tight, better keep a whole light. Got 6 ton of toys for the girls and boys tonight. Well, I'm a little bit tired, but then I'm a little bit old. But if I close my eyes, the reindeer know the way home. Well, look what's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. Gave 6 ton of toys to the girls and boys tonight. Gave 6 ton of toys. Merry Christmas and good night.
You are listening to the Sound Opinions annual Christmas Spectacular.
Come on, let's go to the toy store.
Come on, Goofo. A lot of work to do today. Hurry up.
Oh, lies at Santa's feet all summer, winter long. He keeps his toes so nice and warm, 'cause Santa's socks are torn. He sits in the toy workshop when Santa checks his list. If you've been good, he'll bark. If you've been bad, he'll cry. 'Cause Goofo goes where Santa goes, and children know where Goofo goes on Christmas Eve when all is dark. Children hear Goofo bark.
Wanna help with the toys, Goofo? Jump up on a bench.
Goofo tries to wrap some toys for the girls and boys, but instead of hands or claws, he has two great big paws. Dasher, Dancer, Blitzen, and Rudolph, all of him. He wakes up Santa every day with a 'cause Goofo goes where Santa goes, and children know where Goofo goes on Christmas Eve.
Into the sleigh, Goofo. It's Christmas Eve. Hurry up.
Goofo rides in Santa's sleigh that's filled with toys for out your way. Santa lets him hold the reins while he climbs the chimney lanes. Have your stockings hung and mind your dad and mom, for Santa will watch over you and so will Goofo too.
That is a classic.
Those one last of my two favorites.
Songs, Boofoo and the Imp, boy, those are two classic songs. I remember those from the first Andy Zerzan Christmas specialty we did on Sound Opinions in 1999.
We are listening to the 20th anniversary Andy Zerzan Christmas Spectacular, the 10th anniversary here on Sound Opinions. Tell us song by song what we just heard, Andy.
Okay, well, we started off with the Three Sons covering Jingle Bells, and then we went right into Dave Dudley, Trucker's Friend, doing 6 tons of toys. He's helping Santa deliver the goods.
He sounded like
truck.
A trucker's friend. Yeah.
And that's an old 45 I had. I love that one. And, you know, between these songs, occasionally there are little connector pieces, as I discussed earlier. Right after Dave Dudley, Curly Joe from the Three Stooges just howls out, "Let's go to the toy store!" And that segues into a Sleigh Ride by Lenny D with his crazy slapback echo, manic organ music, you know, that kind of stuff. And then we went into, as you guys mentioned, a couple tunes. If there are classics in the pantheon of what we've done over the last 10 years, those two qualify. That's Boofo Goes Where Santa Goes by Lynn Sheldon, also on a Lost Label 45, a story about Santa Claus's dog. And There also are many of those. And then the holiday troublemaker extraordinaire, Mischievous the Imp, by Miss Ruth Roberts.
Classic stuff.
I know that imp. I think I know.
Great stuff. All available at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, it's got to be a little bit nostalgic looking back at 20 years. You know, you asked this question of the greats, you know, the McCartneys, the Claptons, when they put out a box set. What do you think about when you look back at all this material from your early days? What do you think about it? How does it sit in the pattern of the stuff that you've tried to do over the 20 years?
Well, it is interesting because I think year one there might have been like six mixes made just for closest friends, dubs of a tape, pretty atrocious. You know, it took me a few years to get to the point where I was – you know, in need of professional assistance because I couldn't dub 100 cassette tapes, you know, that kind of thing. I've had to dig deeper as the years have gone by. It's been very challenging. And as you guys know, you know, the last couple CDs I put out have had really outsider-related kind of stuff, not like this in a fun way, but, you know, really kind of
disturbing.
Odd material, possibly disturbing, whatever.
Darker, weirder. Yeah.
You know, the further I go into this whole thing, the wilder it gets, the harder the stuff is to find. And yet I can't stop myself.
But we love you for it, Andy. Coming up on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media, we are going to play more of the weirdest but most wonderful Christmas music you've ever heard from our own Christmas elf, Andy Surzan.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. Jim DeRogatis and myself, Greg Kot, we are hosting our very own Kris Kringle, Andy Surzan. He comes here every Christmas to play us his latest batch of Christmas finds. This year is a special year for us, 20th anniversary for Andy putting together this amazing mixtape, which is available at christmas.soundopinions.org. Andy, you've answered this question many times, but I think a lot of people are new to the program, are new to what you do. How do you find this stuff?
Well, it's the same way anybody who's into music, deeply into music, finds, you know, rare and unusual things without succumbing to the whims of eBay. I won't buy online. I'm not interested in it because I really don't know what I'm looking for, and that's the challenge. Almost every one of these songs today, I had no idea it existed. And so, you know, when I find them, it's just a combination of luck and circumstance and right place, right time. So it's anywhere from flea markets to friends who have older parents who'll let me go look in the attic. I'll do anything, you know, just call me up. By the way, listeners, invite me over. I'll look through all your junk.
Yeah, invite it, but you'll clean out the basement while you're doing it.
Right, right, right. It's like the old blues guys that came to Chicago in like the 50s, went house to house on the south side, knocking on every door. Hey, you got any old Howlin' Wolf 78s? Come down to the basement and crowd them out of here. I want nothing to do with that stuff, you know. Mm. I mean, it's anything but eBay. I will not do it because I feel that if it's up there already and someone's trying to bid it out, that it's too popular for me to want to pursue anyway. So, you know, I like to find them for a dime.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, these are all like 25 centers, you know.
What's good money? What's the most you've paid for a piece of Christmas music?
I think I paid maybe $50 at one point in time, but other than that, I don't think I've ever broken like $5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really that kind of thing. These are not collect. These aren't like old jazz records or old blues 78s. This is not that kind of reality. Although, if you go to some of these sites, you'd think that it was, because I think everything on eBay sells for like 10 times probably what you could really get it for in the real world.
You can find everything. But
in fact,
it's
I may sell all my Christmas records I don't want anymore on eBay and retire. I'm not sure.
What are we going to hear now?
Okay, well, that first set actually ran in sequence as my actual CD this year opens. But the second set is a mishmash also of stuff from the CD, but coming from different years and not in any sequential order. The setup track is a little visit that the Johnny Cash and his family had. It was recorded, and I don't even remember. I got this from maybe one of the Cash family Christmas LPs or something, but I just pulled this dialogue off of there, and it sets up the classic Walter Brennan track, Henry Had a Merry Christmas, which I believe we also played very years ago on Sound Opinions.
I remember that one.
This is the struggle that little Walter has with his father about the fate of his pet turkey and whether or not it will end up, in fact, being Christmas dinner.
There's a lot of trauma
involved in that one. And so let's let rip. Here's the Johnny Cash clan hanging around, and they set up Walter's holiday adventure.
Daddy started Christmas morning with a stick of dynamite, and he made sure everybody else was up. Bang, joy to the world, the same.
My dad used to raise turkeys for Christmas, and about a week before, he'd take them into town. He always kept the biggest one specially for us, and Mom would cook it to a golden brown. One year he brought the usual batch home, just hatched with lots of growing to do. There was one awful skinny-like he put in my care. He never figured he'd pull through. I named him Henry, and with a young boy's touch, I finally got him to grow. Now, I know what had happened if he'd grown too much. I remember I used to tell him so. Henry, you're growing away too fast. Dad's got his eye on you. And Christmas Day is gonna be your last, eating the way you do. Of course, I never thought about the ones Dad sold, how they'd wind up in the oven too. But I'd seen what had happened when the ones he chose and what him and that axe could do. Early one morning, Dad took him to town. And sure enough, Henry was left. And by Christmas Eve, the way I moped around, they all know how bad I felt. After supper, Dad left the house, and everything was quiet except the old hall clock. It was a long, long wait. Then we jumped straight up when that axe hit the chopping block. We shot out the back door to where Dad was. All of us are running around, and Dad just stood there, grinning at us. Then we hear the goblin sound. No, we didn't have turkey that Christmas Day, but that was all right with us. And it wasn't one of us that didn't want it that way. And you know, Henry had a Merry Christmas.
Of it, you weren't even right.
You're listening to the Sound Opinions Annual Christmas Spectacular.
Snow? What in the world would we want with snow? It would cover up all this beautiful cactus. No, we do just fine without all that sloppy white stuff.
Sloppy white stuff? How can you say that? Why, at Christmas time at home, the snow makes the world look like a make-believe place. Tell me, have you ever seen snow?
Truth is, Rabbit, I ain't. Been born and raised here in Holly.
Doc, you don't know what you're missing.
Christmas bell. The night they get going.
Oh, my God. Greg Kot, we need to have some Santa-clad, Santa-hat-wearing go-go dancers in for that song.
Well, you know, that throws me right back to our bubblegum show. I mean, it would have fit in perfectly. That's a bubblegum, lost bubblegum classic right there.
Yeah. Andy Serzan, we are doing the Christmas Spectacular here on Sound Opinions. Tell us what we just heard in that set. Some great stuff.
That last track was the Road Kids, and they were kind of like a Partridge Family wannabe on the obnoxious side, and nothing ever happened with them. But they did leave behind the legacy of Rockin' Roads Christmas, an LP full of goofy, bubblegummy Christmas tunes. And on that one, they just go on and on ad infinitum about how Santa loves rock and roll music. We know he probably doesn't, but that's okay. Rockin' Roads Christmas, the Rhodes Kids. Before that, we heard another little tweak of Ephemera, a snow segue featuring Yosemite Sam. Before that, we heard Claudine Longet's "I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You."
I love that
another
one.
Great song.
Yeah, that one's great. Even the fuzz tone sound on the guitars just speaks of an era and a sort of a vibe, a late '60s vibe, West Coast vibe. And that song is puffery, but threatening puffery. I think aimed at Andy Williams at the time. They were on the outs or something. I don't remember the details of it. But, of course, Andy recorded for NAM. Herb Alpert was probably involved in putting that one together. They all kind of like signed Claudine because she was Andy's wife. And I don't know really what happened. I could be wrong on some of this stuff. But she never really sang, which I really thought was spectacular. She got 5 or 6 records out of
and
this
never
thing
sang.
By just sort of speaking in a
breathy
in
French
a,
accent.
A really weighty French talk like this. Okay, let's make another record. That last one was so good. She also covered Randy Newman's Snow, which she did, I have to admit, a very haunting version of that, very successful. And, of course, we started off with Walter Brennan and his story about his pet turkey, Henry, and how they dodged the Christmas Eve oven. And, that was set too.
Excellent, Andy. To hear this show in its entirety or to get info on how to download Andy's Christmas CD, go to soundopinions.org. Greg and I are going to be back with more Andy Serzan Christmas Spectacular on Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media. Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis. We are joined by Andy Serzan, our very own Kris Kringle. The 10th anniversary of Andy celebrating Christmas with us on Sound Opinions. The 20th anniversary of Andy Serzan's annual holiday mixtape. You can get it all at christmas.soundopinions.org, including this fantastic artwork. I mean, this is a complete package. We're not talking about music, just music. We are also talking about packaging, artwork. I mean, this is a labor of love on every level, Andy.
Well, thanks for saying that. You know, for me, the artwork and the visuals are a component of actually trying to make my little homemade CD look like a real piece of product, even though it's not for sale anywhere, and you can only get it if you know me and I mail it to you. But now, the last couple of years, you can get it
from
your website.
It's your Christmas gift to the world via us, Andy. We're privileged.
Well, thanks. And you know, the same concept this year went into the artwork. They're basically components taken from the various cassette covers over the years and reassembled into a unique piece of art. And, you know, when you go to the site, you can see it, and it'll make more sense then. But, yeah, that was the plan, to keep everything based on those cassettes, even the artwork.
Well, let's roll into the last set of this show, Andy. What are we going to hear up top?
Okay, this is the set where we're gonna get a little thumping going on here. This I think for me, there are a handful of tunes that just sort of define how outside Christmas music can get. And right after the setup intro here, which I peeled off of a very Baroque Christmas conversation record as the setup, we roll into this track called My Santa Claus Has No Ho Ho Ho. Now, we've played this one over the years, but no review of the cassette years would be correct without it. It's just astonishing to me that someone made this song. It's got really cheesy synths and drum machines on it. The idea behind it's completely idiotic, but it's sung with the most conviction imaginable by Lynn Ostergren,
the immortal.
I have no idea who she is, where she came from.
I don't know, but we give her her due every year, whenever we can.
Yeah, I mean, we've played this one many times over the years, but, I mean, in a review of the cassette years, it came from that era. It needed to be heard again, and so we will hear it again, dang it. All right, let it rip.
Christmas is so real, so close to us in this baffled and confused world of ours, perplexed as it is by adversity and looking for hope. Would you greet our friends at this Christmastide with a word of hope?
I would just as soon do that with this beautiful little Cantique de Noël.
Is the brightest star of all.
I'm Greg Cott, and we're in the midst of the Sound Opinion's annual Christmas Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
Merry Christmas, Earth people!
Got my baby, my best love. Happiness, good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Cheer. I love you, James Brown, I love you. Your Lord is so and so.
Thank you. Things to pack and get ready for Christmas.
Don't go, Santa!
Oh, sweetheart, darling, Santa has to go. There's so many things to do for Christmas.
We'll come back?
Why, of course Santa will come back. After all, what about Christmas Eve? Remember, the night before Christmas? Well, that's when Santa will be there. Santa has to get started right now and pack things.
Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, darling. What can Santa do for you?
I love you, Santa.
You love Santa? Santa loves you too, darling. Let's see. I think I've got everything. My boots. Where's Dasher? Dasher! Dasher, get up on that sleigh. All right, here we go. Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Bye, Santa!
Goodbye!
Bye!
I love you. Bye-bye!
Goodbye, Santa.
I wish Santa didn't have to go.
Bye, Santa. I love you.
Santa has to go, and unfortunately so does Andy Surzan. That was a great set, but all of this music is available at christmas.soundopinions.org. What did we just hear, Andy?
Well, we started that set off with My Santa Claus Has No Ho, 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 and that went right into Twinkie the Christmas Star by Corky Hale, another lost 45. Mostly these things come from little regional labels and whatnot. Then, of course, we got on the good foot with a commercially available tune, and I think it might be on the James Brown Christmas CD. I have it on vinyl and a 45, but that was Soulful Christmas Tree by The Godfather.
Mm.
And we closed up musically with the Don Patterson Trio with Pat Martino actually on guitar, and a literally classic example of what a great jazz artist can do with a holiday theme. They covered Santa Claus Is Coming to Town and they shredded it, you know. So, yeah, that's it for this year. And
well, it's all up online along with a bunch of other songs. People can download your CD. Thank you, Andy, for doing that again. Mr. Cott, what do we have on the show next week?
Jim, next week we're going to revisit a, if I do say so myself, a classic interview with the band Radiohead. Tom York, Johnny Greenwood in May of 2006, presaging the phenomenal year that they would have with In Rainbows.
Well, in addition, Greg, to thanking Andy for coming in for this Christmas spectacular, we'd like to thank our hardworking Sound Opinions production team, Todd Bachman, Jason Saldana, and Robin Lynn, and our fearless leader, our executive producer, the man who we consider mischievous, the Christmas imp himself, Tori Southside Malatia. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. Now it's time to hear what you have to say.
I'm in the phone booth, there's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it on the wall. I know she's there, but I just had a call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging.
messages.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I'm calling you from work. I'm listening to the podcast here. This is Maria calling you from Chicago. And one of your listeners just called on the last episode about steel drums in music.
And as far as steel drums, you just have to listen to Washington Bullets by The Clash from Sandinista, which is probably the greatest steel drum song that's ever been made.
I'm out-nerding myself here. Those are actually marimbas, not steel drums. So, sorry, Adam, I've out-nerded you, and I really don't know who's the better person on that one. So, have a lovely holiday season.
Hey, Jim and Greg. My name is Corey, and I'm from Queens, New York. I just heard your show on the top albums of 2008. My pick for album of the year is one that you may not agree with. It's the Rock on Tour's Consolers of the Lonely. I think this was such a powerful album. I loved how many different songs there were. There was blues, country, some of Brendan Benson's power pop, and, of course, that heavy rock that you hear in the background with Hold Up. The first time I listened to this album on my computer, I just kept getting more and more focused and interesting in what I was listening to. I completely disagreed when you guys reviewed this. They really delivered music-wise, even if the lyrics are, as you say, not up to par. Not only was this the best album I heard this year, the Rock and Tours put on the best live show that I saw this year. So maybe I can change your mind. But otherwise, you have a great show. Maybe take a peek in your world.
Yeah. Hold up. Hi, my name is Alan, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, where I listen to you via podcast. In regards to the best of the year, I have been an inveterate pop and rock listener for, I don't know, my whole life. And I've gone through everything from punk, new wave, bubblegum glam. I've lived it and enjoyed it. And I cannot remember a year that I thought was so bereft of anything interesting. But there is one album that I think deserves a mention. There is a band, I think it's out of Washington, called Jukebox the Ghost. It's a trio. It sounds like Ben Folds meets Queen. And their first album, Let Live and Let Ghost, or Let Live or Let Ghost, it stayed in heavy rotation on my iPod and my family's iPod for a good 4 months. Jump into that water and see for yourself. Take a deep breath and hold it in, hold it in. It's just impeccable, and I look forward to whatever they come up with next. Thanks a lot. You guys are terrific, and have a great week. Hold it in, hold it in.
Hey guys, this is Nathan from Brooklyn. You know, I can forgive Jim's lukewarm reception on the last two reviews of the TV on the Radio albums, and also forgive your double bite on maybe the worst album of 2008, Kanye West, because you guys did it again. You claim number one album of the year, the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds album, Dig Lazarus Dig. You know, I've been saying for years, this guy is one of the most important musicians, and he came out this year with maybe one of the best albums of his career. And you guys nailed it. I've been pushing this album on all my friends. One of the best days of my life. I love you guys. Bye.
No more messages.
To give us your opinion on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 1-888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with Sound Opinions from Chicago Public Radio and American Public Media.